我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to give thanks to you.
你是坐在天上的主。
You are the Lord who sits on the throne in heaven.
你创造这个世界。
You created the world.
你数点天上的星星。
As you number the stars in the sky.
你的智慧充满地球。
Your wisdom has filled all over the earth.
你也告诉我们，将来有一天你要审判这个世界。
And you also told us that one day you will come and to judge the world.
然而你为了人的缘故，你接受人的审判。
But for the reason, for the sake of mankind, that you accepted the judgment from mankind.
让我们今天读到主耶稣的审判的时候，让我们去反省自己。
Today, as we're going to look at the trials that you've been through, Lord, we also ask you to think about such things.
帮助我们更了解主耶稣的身份。
And we ask you to help us so that we can understand your role better.
也明白我们自己更多。
So that we can also understand ourselves even more.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Please listen to our prayer. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
上个月呢，有一个黑人，他就叫他是一个演员呐。
So last month, there was a black actor.
他这名字叫 Jesse Smollett.
And his name is Jesse Smollett.
他就报案说他在芝加哥的晚上走路的时候呢，给两个白人呢。打了，还有恐吓他。
So he filed a police report that while he was walking on the street of Chicago, he was beaten and threatened by two white persons.
那么呢，他就觉得是因为他是一个同性恋者，所以呢，就人家就欺负他。
And justice say that he is being targeted because he is a homosexual.
那么马上呢，这些传媒啊，这些政客啊，他们都出来支持这个 Jesse。
And so immediately he brought attention from media and politicians, and they gave their support to Jesse.
但是如果你这个礼拜有看报纸的时候呢，你就会发觉原来警察最后真的找到这个移送。
So if you have followed the story, perhaps you realize that this week they actually got the suspects.
那么，但是从这些疑犯的口中知道啊，原来是这个 Justin 给了他们3500块，就是好像演一场戏出来给大家看的。
So and according to the suspect and.They found out that Jesse hired the suspects for $3,500 to make up a show.
所以呢，最后现在警察就告这个 Jesse 呢，他是报假案。
So now in return that the police is suing Jesse for filing the false report.
那么这些报纸就讲到了，其实他是为了增加自己的知名度。
So and the media accusing him for that making up the story so that he can raise his fame.
一个公平的审判呢，是我们人类社会的一个基石。
And we understand that a fair trial is a foundation to our human society.
很多时候呢，是经过这些审判呢，你才看见这个真相。
And in many times we realize and we learn about the facts or the truth by going through the trials.
因为这个原因呢，如果你看福音书的时候呢，每一个作者都花很多时间去记载的有关耶稣的审判。
And we also realize from the book of Gospels that the authors spend a lot of time to record the things that they saw.
所以呢，我希望呢，就是今天我们去读到耶稣的审判的时候，我们最后自己也做一个断定。
So today, as we're going to learn.Through the trials of Jesus, that we also can make some understanding about that.
就是你看看这个审判里面，你能够发现什么的真相
？Is that we are going to find out the truth from the trial of Jesus.
那四卷福音书加起来呢，你就会发觉了耶稣呢面对六次的审判。
So from the four book of Gospels that we learned that there were six trials. To Jesus.
第一次呢是在约翰福音十八章里面呢，耶稣实是现代去一个人呢叫亚拿的面前去审判。So
the first time it was a trial in recorded in the book of John, that tried before that's one person called Annas.
他其实呢，他是之前的大祭司。So
he was a high priest before that time.
罗马政府后来呢，就是立了盖亚法成为大祭司。And
we also learned that after that, at that time, the Roman Empire's made Caiaphas the high priest.
盖亚法其实是他的女婿。So
Caiaphas is actually the son-in-law of Annas.
但是呢，如果你看旧约圣经的时候呢，你知道呢，大祭司的
职分呢是终身的。And but if you learn through the law from the Old Testament, that you also learn that the high priest is kind of like a lifelong career.
所以呢，可能呢，因为这个原因呢，在犹太人的心目中呢，他还是他们的大祭司。So
in the eyes of Israelites, that Annas was still their high priest.
所以耶稣就现代去他面前去受审判。So
that was why the Jesus was brought to him to Annas and get trial.
第二个审判就是面对盖亚法。And
the second trials was in front of Caiaphas.
他就是我们上个礼拜所讲的这段经文的这个大祭司。So
this was the scriptures that we learned about last week.
第三次审判呢，是在路加福音讲到了，在早晨的时候，在大公会面前的审判。So
and then the third trial happened as recorded in the book of Luke in front of the Sanhedrin.
那其实呢，大公会呢，它有它的守则的，就是呢，你审判必须要在早晨的时候，就是不能在夜晚上的。So
Sanhedrin had their rule that they cannot try during during the night time. So that so it must happen in daytime, like in the morning.
所以呢，要耶稣的审判有律法的效力的，他们必须要在早晨的时候再审耶稣一次。So
in order to have the judgment to be effective, that must be tried in the morning.
所以你可以说第二次只是一个预审。So
you can kind of say that the first trial, first and second trial is kind of like pre-trials.
那么呢，第四次呢，就是我们刚刚读到的这个，把耶稣带到去这个罗马的巡抚比拉多面前的审判。So
the fourth trial, as we learn, is the one that we learn from the scripture that he was tried before the governor Pilate.
那么他审完以后呢，其实路加福音有记载，耶稣再送去希律王面前审判。And
then from the book of Luke, the recorded that he was brought back to King Herod and tried there.
那么最后又把耶稣拉回来去比拉多手上再审一次。And
at the sixth time, which was the last time that he was brought back in front of Pilate again.
那从耶稣审判里面呢，我们第一个发现的真相就是祭司的诡诈。And
one truth that we learned, the fact that we learned about the first thing was we saw the cunnings of the priests.
那如果你看呢，第一、第二、第三次审判。 都是在犹太人的手上。And
we found that the first and the second and the third trials happened in the hand of Jews.
其实他们审判的结果其实都是一样。And
the results of the trials were the same.
就是因为耶稣承认了他是神的儿子的时候呢，他们就说你是 涉毒神的，所以他就有罪了。So
their judgment to him is pretty much based on that Jesus acknowledged that he is the Son of God. So for that, then they found him guilty of blasphemy.
但是你发觉哦，这些犹太人呢，他把耶稣送到这个罗马的官比拉多面前去审判的时候。
But you should realize that when Jesus was brought before the officers of Roman Empire, they gave him a different accusation.
祭司告耶稣说，我们见这个人诱惑国民，禁止 勒税给凯撒, 又说自己是基督是王,
and as the scripture says that they accuse him and say, we found this man subverting our nation. He opposed payment of taxes to Caesar and claims to be Messiah, a king.
那你们没有发觉，那你们这些犹太人审耶稣三次吗？为什么他不说？哦，耶稣说他自己是神的儿子，所以他有罪。
So we saw that. Have you realized that? Why didn't the Jews say the same accusation and say, okay, you are subverting our nations, you are going to oppose payment to taxes to Caesar's? Why didn't they say such thing?
我的意思就是说。 那之前他是强调耶稣是神的儿子，之前的审判 ，OK。
Yeah, so before that, you realize that the first three trials, they use that Jesus claiming himself as the Son of God.
但是他面对这个比拉多的时候，他所强调的是耶稣是犹太人的王。
But when they face Pilate, they claim Jesus say that he himself is the King of the Jews.
为什么有这个转变呢？
So why did they want to say that?
因为在罗马的法律底下，你自称是神没有罪哦。Because
under the law of Rome, that it is not guilty to claim that you are the Son of God.
凯撒也说自己是神呢。For
Caesar, he himself also called himself God.
但是如果你说我是犹太人的王呢，那么我就可以判你是。
But for someone who called himself to be the king of Jews, that he would be condemned as starting up a separation of the nations, and is a death sentence.
所以呢，其实当知事长一大早带耶稣去比拉多面前去受审的时候，比拉多也看出很奇怪。So
when the priest brought Jesus to Pilate early in the morning. Pilate already realized that there is something strange between them.
比拉多就简直问他们：“你们自己拿他去啊，按你们的律法审判他吧。”And
even the Pilate say that, take him yourself and judge him by your own law.
但是这些犹太人说：“我们没有杀人的权柄。”However,
that the Jews reply and say that, but we have no right to execute anyone.
你有没有见到呢？这些知识呢？其实他是很诡诈的。So
have you realized that these priests, they were very cunning.
他们不是爱神。They
do not love God.
也不是因为他们爱这个罗马帝国。And
nor that they love the Roman Empire.
他控告耶稣的原因，就是因为他们妒忌耶稣。The
true reason of their condemnation was due to jealousy, and they just wanted Jesus to die.
他们的目的就是要耶稣死。Their
true reason is they just want Jesus to die.
所以，我们看见知识的诡诈的时候，我们有没有想到，其实我们平常也可能好像他一样？
So as we learn about the cunning schemes of the priests, have you ever think about yourself?
就是呢，我们口所讲的原因跟我们心里面的原因可能是两回事。So
it is about what we say is not the same as what we think in our hearts.
有人说我不信基督教，因为基督教不合科学。So
some people say that I do not believe in Christianity because it is not scientific.
那他们的意思很可能就是说，基督教这个事情不能在实验室里面去证明。Perhaps
what they are trying to say is that Christianity cannot be proven through the method of science, like in the lab.
但是呢，其实我们相信很多东西呢，都不能在实验室里面去证明的。However,
we also realize that there are many things that cannot be proven by just having some experiment in the lab.
比方说，历史不能在实验室里面证明。For
example, history cannot be proven in the lab.
你妈妈给你的爱，对你的爱，你也不能在实验室里面证明。And
the love from our mother cannot be proven through experiment.
但是我们还是相信这些东西存在。But
we still believe in such things.
当这些人他批评基督教不合科学的时候，很可能在他们的内心里面。 只是说我不想给人标签成为一个呢迷信的没有知识的教徒。
So perhaps when they use some reason such as criticizing Christianity for not being scientific is they just don't want to label themselves being someone who is being like superstitious.
其实我们基督徒也有这个问题啊。
And even Christian among us that we might have this problem.
我们邀请人每天去灵修去亲近神。
Like we invite people to come join and have devotion every day and draw near to God.
有些人就会说生活真的忙啊。
And some people might say that life is really busy.
但是可能他内心的原因就是神很闷的。
But the true reason in their heart, maybe they were saying that, but God is so boring.
我不愿意花15分钟跟他交谈。
That I have no interest to spend that 15 minutes of my day talking to God.
我们不要好像呢这个自私一样的鬼叫。
And let's don't be as cunning like the priest.
其实我情愿呢你是一个老实的人。
And that I would rather you to be honest to God.
你告诉神，其实我对你一点兴趣都没有。
And you say to God that God, I have no interest in you.
比起呢，你装作一个敬虔的人呢，好得多。
And it's even far better than a man that who pretending to be godly.
因为你知道，当你装作一个敬虔的人的时候，你不觉得你要改变。
Because if we pretend to be godly, that we hide our true identity, we do not feel the need to change.
反而当你老实地面对自己
However, if you face yourself and honestly
你老实地告诉神我对你没有兴趣
And you say to God in an honest word And you say that God, I have no interest in you
可能你会问为什么我今天会变成这样子呢
And perhaps through that Then you can self-examine yourself And ask why do I turn to be in this way?
只有当我们老实地面对自己的时候，你才能够看见自己的真相。
And that's only when we face our true self honestly that we can see the truth.
从耶稣的审判里面呢，我们看到第二个真相呢，就是耶稣是无辜的。
So and for the second point that we talk about as we learn the fact, the second fact is we saw.The innocence of Jesus.
我们刚刚读的这段马太福音里面呢，比拉多曾经三次去宣告耶稣是没有罪的。
As we learn from the book of Matthew, for three times that Pilate found Jesus is innocent.
那首先呢，我们要了解我比拉多是谁。
So first thing we want to learn that who was Pilate.
圣经说他是巡抚。
So, and the Bible says that he was the governor.
所以呢，在犹太省里面呢，他是代表罗马帝国最高的官。
So, in the land, in the district of Judea, so he is like a chief officer representing the Roman Empire.
但是在历史里面呢，我们找出了比拉多是一个很凶狠的一个人。
But we also learn from the history that he is ferocious as according to the history.
他做巡抚十年。
So he was governor for 10 years.
他曾经呢大兵进去耶路撒冷的时候呢，在他的军旗里面呢有这个凯撒的像在上面的。
So he brought large numbers of army into Jerusalem with his flag bearing the portraits of the Roman emperor.
那对于犹太人来说，这个呢就是违反了十诫的第二诫，就是不可拜偶像。
So because according to the law of Jews, that the Ten Commandments, second law of Ten Commandments, say that do not worship idol.
所以呢，当时犹太人呢就出来抗议示威。
So, for this reason that the Jews at that time rebelled and protest.
还有一次呢，就是呢，他拿了圣殿的钱呢去建这些水道。
And there was also one time that he took the money from the temple and built waterways.
还有一次呢，就是呢，他很残忍的去镇压这些撒玛利亚的一些一次的叛乱。
And he had also brutally suppressed the rebellious in Samaria.
所以从历史里面我们知道啊，其实这个比拉多对犹太人一点都没有好感的。
So from the history we learn that Pilate had no favor at all to the Jews.
所以你就知道了，当他审判这个木匠的儿子耶稣的时候呢，他不会偏袒这个人的。
So you should learn that from these that when he tried a son of a carpenter, he should have no mercy. That he should have no bias to Jesus.
有关耶稣第一次受比拉多的审判的时候，最详细的记载呢是在约翰福音。
So the most detailed account of Jesus' trial before Pilate was recorded in the book of John, chapter 18.
那么当时比拉多见到耶稣的时候呢，他就问他：“你是犹太人的王吗？”
So when Pilate first saw Jesus and he asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?"
那耶稣没有否认他的。他是犹太人的王。
And Jesus did not deny that he is the king of the Jews.
但是他只是解释给比拉多听，这个我们在他们所讲的这个耶稣的国不是一个地上的国，是一个天国。
But instead, Jesus explained to him that his kingdom was not a kingdom on earth, but a kingdom in heaven.
所以比拉多最后又再确定一下耶稣的身份，就对他说：“怎样，你是王吗？”
And then finally, Pilate wanted to confirm the true identity of Jesus, and he asked him again, "That you are a king?" Then,
耶稣回答说：“你说我是王，我为此而生，也为此来到世间，特会给真理做见证。”凡属真理的人就听我的话。
That Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. In fact,The reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me.
那大概在这个时候呢，这些犹太的这些知识啊，就开始呢控告耶稣很多不同的事情。
And at this time, that the priests began to accuse Jesus of many things.
但是耶稣什么都没有回答。
But Jesus answered them nothing.
所以比拉多就再问耶稣了。他们做见证告你这么多事，你没有听见吗？
So as Pilate asked Jesus again, and don't you hear the testimony they are bringing against you?
耶稣仍不回答，连一句话也不说，以致到神父圣爵记起。
But Jesus made no reply, not even to a single charge, to the great amazement of the governor.
那耶稣的沉默让比拉多觉得很稀奇。
So the silence of Jesus amazed Pilate.
其中一个原因可能就是连比拉多一听就知道这些是无中生有了。
So for the reason that for even that he knew that there was no truth in these accusations made by the priests.
因为我们已经讲到比拉多是就是犹大省里面最高的一个罗马官。
That we learn that he is the chief governor of Judea.
所以他一定有听过有关耶稣的资料。
So Pilate must have heard about Jesus before this.
连这个管理了加利利省的细律啊，他也有听过耶稣的事情。
That even the King Herod that who were governing the district of Galilee heard about Jesus.
圣经说他一直很想见耶稣，希望耶稣呢在他面前行一件神迹。
That the scripture even recorded that say that Herod hoped to see Jesus to perform a sign of some sort.
所以我们可以肯定呢，耶稣在他受审之前一个礼拜进入耶路撒冷的时候。
So we are very certain about one thing that before he get that before way even before he entered Jerusalem.
这些人欢迎他，就是耶稣好像一个王简直凯旋的进来的时候，这些事情一定有人已经告诉比拉多。
That how Jesus entered the Jerusalem, triumphantly, that like a victorious king, that these things might have been reported to Pilate.
因为对于一个巡抚来说， 保证一个地区没有反抗罗马呢，是他最重要的一个责任。
Because to a governor, that his responsibility to make sure that the land has no rebellious against the Roman empires was extremely important.
否则呢，这个巡抚呢，他自己的头也不保啊。
Otherwise, the governor's head would not be guaranteed anymore.
所以呢，耶稣是否好像这次所讲的话，只是这个比拉多心知肚明。
So Pilate knew exactly about what the accusation coming from the priest.
所以他第一个结论，第一次讲的，比拉多就说耶稣是没有罪的。
So the first conclusion that after Pilate had the trial and he said, I find no basis for a charge against him.
所以后来比拉多又在审判耶稣的时候，
and at the second trial, that when Pilate tried Jesus again,
这些群众说我们要钉死耶稣，
and the crowd shouted and say, crucify him.
比拉多就反问他们，为什么呢？他做了什么恶事呢？
So and Pilate even asked why, what crime has he committed?
最后比拉多甚至用水洗手啊，去证明耶稣是一个义人。
And finally, the Pilate had to wash his hand in front of the crowd with water to show that Jesus was a righteous man.
让我想到一个问题，就是呢，其实一个在一个集权的国家里面，如果你要一个领导者要弄死一个人呢，其实很简单。
So we learn that in a country and in a nation like in a totalitarian states, that the easiest way for one to actually get to kill their enemy,
他用的方法现在最流行的就是反贪污。
So the easiest one that they can use is anti-corruption.
最近我看这个礼拜我看新闻呢，这个北韩的这个领导人呢金正恩。近年呢，就用反贪污的手法干掉40个反对他的人。
And I read an article about the North Korean leader Kim Jong Un. Like in the past year, that through the scheme of anti-corruption, that he had already killed 70 officers.
不是去年呢，是今年呢。
Oh, it's just in this year, 2019.
Yeah.So
he already killed, through the scheme that he get to put 70 people to death.
所以为什么反贪污是这么有效的一个方法？你可以把这些官拿掉啊。
So why is anti-corruption such an easy way to take out these officers?
因为原因大家都知道，在这些国家哪有一个官不贪污的呢？
So because in these country, like in those totalitarian countries, that who is not corrupting?
所以你要找贪污的证据实在是太容易了。
So it is so easy to find evidence of corruptions.
其实我也可以这样子讲，只要你是人呢，我就一定找到你犯罪的证据。
So like in the same way, I want to say this: as long as you are a man, you are human, that you do sin.
每一个人，你可以从他讲过的话、做过的决定、行过的事，我们可以找到你犯罪的证据。
That we can find evidence of your sin by looking through the things that you say, that the things that you have done.
你记得2年前我们有一个运动叫我也是 Me Too Movement.
And have you remember that 2 years ago that the Me Too Movement started?
这个是呢，就是责备这些性侵还有性干扰的行为的一个运动。
And this movement condemned the sexual assault and also the harassment.
在这个运动里面，你看见呢有多少的名人呢？无论他是在政治上面啊，或者是校园里面呢、娱乐圈里面呢、学校里面呢，他们的黑暗的行为都翻出来了。
So that through this movement, that we saw that many celebrities, politicians, that whether they are on campus in the entertainment industry, or even in church and military, that many of these people that they were being discovered about the things that they have done in the dark.
我们现在的科技把我们过去几十年所讲过的话、做过的事、拍过的照片都记下来了。And
through today's technology, that it recorded pretty much everything. That the things that we have said and done, and that even recorded and have pictures about what we have, even like over 10 years ago.
但是你想到耶稣在三年半里面 他每一天给他的敌人呢，去24小时，每一个礼拜7天，怎么检查他？
And we learned that in Jesus' life, that in his 3.5 year ministry, that he was being put up and kept in a very close surveillance by his enemies.
但是他们竟然找不出任何的证据。
But there were no evidence that they can find against Jesus to condemn him.
And
for 3 times, the Pilate concluded that this man is innocent.
那么耶稣的无辜证明说明了耶稣什么有关耶稣的什么事情?
So what can the innocence of Jesus prove?
就是耶稣不只是一个人。
That it proved not only that Jesus is not just an ordinary man. For everyone have sinned. But no one can find any evidence of Jesus for the crime or the sin that he had committed. And this proved that Jesus is not just a man.
他一定就好像他所说我
So just as he said that he is the Son of God.
耶稣必定是拥有神性，他才能够走过他的一生而不犯罪。
So Jesus must have a divine nature to go through his life without sin.
到耶稣最后他给人钉死在十字架的时候，
That when he was crucified by people at the end,
连这个执行这个死刑的这个巴副长呢，他也做了一个剪纸的决定，这个结论。And
that even the centurion who participated in the execution said this.
在路加福音里面呢，他就记载这个巴副长的反应就是，耶稣真是一个义人。That
the reaction recorded in the book of Luke, and that he said, surely this was a righteous man.
但是在马太福音里面呢，就记载这个百夫长说，耶稣真是神的儿子。And
in the book of Matthew, that he also said that surely he was the Son of God.
耶稣是义人，耶稣是神的儿子，其实这两个身份是不能分开的。So
Jesus is righteous and Jesus is the Son of God, for two identities are not they cannot be separated.
耶稣的无罪证明他真的是神的儿子。That
Jesus innocent proved that he is the Son of God.
耶稣最后的罪名呢，不是因为他做了什么事情。So
the last crime that they put on Jesus was not about something that he did.
其实是因为他是谁。It
was about something about who Jesus is.
因为耶稣是神的儿子，是犹太人的王，所以他被定罪。Because
Jesus is the Son of God, he is a king of the Jews, that was why he was condemned.
这个事情呢，让我们明白第三个真相。
So for this, it brings us to the third truth.
这是人性的刚硬。
Which is the hardness of our human heart.
那自从呢，耶稣，比拉多断定了耶稣是没有罪的时候。
So ever since Pilate decided and concluded that Jesus is innocent,
他就想尽办法了，希望释放耶稣。So
he tried every means to release him.
圣经说呢，巡抚有一个常例，每逢节期的时候，随众人所要的释放一个囚犯。当时有一个出名的囚犯叫巴拉巴。So
as the scripture say now, it was the governor's custom at the festival to release a prisoner chosen by the crowd. At that time, they had a well-known prisoner whose name was Jesus Barabbas.
出名的意思呢，就是讲到了这个巴拉巴勒的恶名远播。
By the word well known is meaning that these Barabbas, he was notorious.
巴拉巴这个名字的意思呢，就是巴巴的儿子。
So the name Barabbas mean the son of the father.
有人说，因为犹太人的老师拉比呢，他们也被称为巴巴。
So in some way, to Jewish teacher rabbi, among the Jews, they also call them fathers.
所以有人猜，他可能这个巴拉巴呢是一个很出名的拉比的儿子。
So some people suggest that Barabbas could have been a son of a famous rabbi.
马可福音呢，形容他是一个作乱的人。
So in the book of Mark, describe him as someone as the insurrectionist.
他也杀过人。
That he had also committed murder.
约翰呢，形容他是一个强盗。
And John described him as a robber.
所以你把所有这些事情放在一起的时候呢，巴拉巴很可能就是一个革命党。
If you put all things together, that chances are Barabbas could have been a revolutionary party person.
他希望带领以色列人脱离罗马的管制。
So he could have hoped to lead the Israelites away from the governing of Rome.
那么在这个过程里面，他就杀了人呢。So
throughout the course that he could have kill somebody.
所以比拉多就想，这么坏的一个人，如果我给群众去选，一定会选放耶稣，就是钉死这个巴拉巴了。And
perhaps the pilot had this thinking in his mind and said, okay, if I should offer this notorious Barabbas, perhaps the crowd would think that they want to release Jesus instead.
那在有一些手抄本里面呢，马太福音里面记载这个巴拉巴的名字是耶稣巴拉巴。So
in some manuscript of book Matthew, that also recorded that the name of Barabbas is Jesus Barabbas.
所以耶稣呢，那这个比拉多呢，他问群众的时候呢，他就问你们要我释放哪一个给你们呢？ 是这个耶稣巴拉巴，还是这个称为基督的耶稣啊？
So like Pilate asked them, which one do you want me to release to you? Jesus Barabbas or Jesus who is called the Messiah?
但圣经告诉我们呢，因为这个知识教唆这些群众啊，那么他们就选择去释放这个巴拉巴。
And the Bible says that the priests and the elders persuaded the crowd, and so they chose to release Barabbas. And they crucified Jesus.
他们这个选择让我问一个问题。So,
for their choice, that made me to ask one question.
7 days前，这些群众说：“何塞纳，归于哪大卫的子孙，奉主名来的，应当称颂。”Think
about this. 7 days ago, before this, that these people shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David." Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
所以他们多么欢迎耶稣啊！当时。And
you saw that at that time when Jesus entered Jerusalem, how these people welcomed him.
但是七天以后，他们同一批群众，他说，钉死他，钉死他。But
7 days after this, the same crowd of people shouted, "Crucify him! Crucify him!"
怎么可能？ 同一群人在七天里面有这么大的一个转变呢？
So how could it make such a different change to these people?
群众要钉死耶稣，不是因为耶稣做了什么事情。
The crowd wanted to crucify Jesus was not because of the things that Jesus has done.
是因为耶稣没有做了什么事情。
But for something that Jesus did not do.
比拉多强调了， 这个耶稣就是你们的基督啊。Because
Pilate emphasized to these people and said that this is your Messiah.
在犹太人心目中，他就是旧约要预言的犹太人的王。In
the hearts of the Jews, he is the king of the Jews as according to the Old Testament.
但是群众现在看见耶稣不是好像他们心目中里面的一个 很威风的一个君王进来耶路撒冷,
and when the crowd saw Jesus is not the majestic one, that like a king who come and save them,
在他们面前的耶稣是给这些罗马兵丁打到满面都是血的一个人,
that the Jesus in front of them right now is someone that who got beaten by Roman empire, by the Roman soldiers full of blood.
所以耶稣没有带给他们复国的希望,
that Jesus did not bring them the hope of their salvation.
所以他们就恨耶稣要把他钉死,
and they hated Jesus and they wanted to put Jesus to death.
反而呢他们呢要这个比拉多释放这个巴拉巴,
and instead they rather want Pilate to release Barabbas.
就是当这个比拉多说拿水在众人面前洗手说这流这一人的血这罪不在我你们承担吧,
then even he has to put water and wash his hand in front of the crowd and say, I am innocent of this man's blood. He say, it is your responsibility.
这些人的心硬到一个地步他们说, 他的血归到我们的子孙身上,
and the heart of these people was so hardened, and they even answer and say, his blood is on us and on our children.
对这些群众来说释放这个巴拉巴我们还有可能通过这个革命党呢复国可能还有希望,
to these people perhaps they have been thinking that to release Barabbas perhaps still can give us some hope to run the revolution and give us hope of restoration.
我们会不会因为神呢没有做到我们心目中的要求的时候我们心里面也说钉死他们,
if God doesn't do what we want him to do for us, do we also in the same way that we want to nail him to death?
有些人信耶稣因为耶稣为了他做了很多事情,
some people believe in Jesus because he feel that Jesus have done something for him.
耶稣医好他的病,
Jesus healed them from their sickness.
耶稣在他缺乏的时候为他找到工作,
that Jesus provided a job for him when he was in need.
但是如果有一天耶稣再不照你心愿去为你工作的时候你还会相信他吗?
But if one day when Jesus no longer work just as you wish for, do you still trust in him?
耶稣有的时候用我们的苦难让我们去悔改, 认识自己的罪,
and in many ways that Jesus put suffering and hardship in our life so that we can repent from our sin.
希望我们在灵命上面有一个拯救,
so he can bring salvation to our spiritual life.
但是你愿意接受神的拣旨的安排吗?
But do you accept such plan from God?
还是你会好像这些群众说钉死他钉死他,
or do you rather choose to be like the crowd and instead shout and say, crucify him, crucify him?
因为我们不愿意接受神的安排,
because we are not willing to take the plan from God.
当我们读到耶稣的审判的时候, 其实我们也面对自己的审判,
so when we learn about the trials of Jesus, we also learn about a trial to ourselves.
我们是不是好像自私一样的诡诈, 口所讲的跟心里面所想的根本上不一样?
Are we just like the deceitful priest that we are not for our words is not aligning with what we think in our heart?
有没有通过耶稣的审判里面见到耶稣的神性?
Have we acknowledge the divinity of Jesus?
如果我们承认耶稣是神的儿子的时候, 我们不应该去顺服他吗?
So if we confess and say that Jesus is God, shouldn't we obey to him?
我们不应该去接受他的安排吗?
Should we accept what he planned for our life?
还是呢我们希望耶稣你最好不存在,
or perhaps you rather say that Jesus, that I would rather don't want you to exist.
希望呢我们通过耶稣的审判的时候帮助我们清楚自己也帮助我们去改变.
Today as we hope that as we learn from the trials of Jesus, it also help us to see ourselves and change us.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we give thanks to you.
因为你为了人的缘故，你去接受人的审判。
Because of the sake, for the sake of men, that you accepted the trials from them.
求主通过今天的经文的时候，帮助我们了解耶稣的身份，跟我们自己更多。
And through the scriptures today, that Lord, we want to learn more about your identity and also get to understand us more.
帮助我们不要好像自私的剪纸鬼诈。
And help us so that we are not going to be cunning like the priests.
也不好像不要好像群众一样的心硬。
And we also pray that our heart is not going to be as hardened like the crowd.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Please listen to our prayer in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.
现在呢，是我们教会每一个月一次的圣餐。
And today is.